You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Last week, mental health advocate Mike King told Newstalk ZB that alcohol is the solution for people with mental health issues, despite evidence showing alcohol consumption can increase the risk of suicide. The comment drew significant backlash, including from the Labour Party, who have called for funding for King's mental health charity to be paused. The government have also brought forward the date on the introduction of the Treaty Principles Bill. The bill is already highly divisive, with a nationwide hikoi planned for the week it was originally meant to be introduced. And a leaked cabinet paper has revealed cabinet has signed off on using physical force against youth offenders at the government's military-style boot camps. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Labour's Willow Jean Prime about all of these topics. I started by asking about Mike King's recent comments. Mike King was in the news last week for controversially stating alcohol is the solution to mental health problems. Why has Labour now called for his charity Gumboot Friday to have its funding suspended?
I think that Labour has had concerns for a long time about the procurement process or lack of it that the government went through in terms of granting funding to Gumboot Friday. And when we heard comments from Mike King about alcohol, it was really concerning, not only to Labour, but to many who work in the mental health space and youth suicide space, to hear as somebody who has received significant funding from the government in this area. And we feel particularly sorry for those many great organisations who do the same work, who haven't had the same opportunity to access this level of funding to provide those services.
What is your response to Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's comments that Labour is playing politics with mental health?
Labour is not playing politics with mental health. What we are wanting to see here is that the government significantly invests in mental health, but that it follows proper procurement processes, that it is an open, fair and transparent process. This funding given to Gumboot Friday was off the back of a coalition agreement. So if anybody is playing politics with it, I would say it is the Prime Minister in this coalition government. The Auditor General has expressed their serious concerns with the procurement process, and we are all entitled to question this government and hold them accountable. So the Prime Minister should stop deflecting.
Is the Treaty Principles Bill being introduced to Parliament ahead of schedule an attempt to stop the nationwide hikoi?
There are many people who are very cynical about this sudden change in direction from this government. We were all under the understanding that it would be in a couple of weeks' time, and we only found this out because the Crown filed a memorandum with the Waitangi Tribunal. So it was not on the order paper for this week. It was not indicated last week in terms of the business ahead. It did not go to the business committee. So they were absolutely doing this by stealth, hoping that nobody would notice, and the calls are that this is to take the heat out of and to undermine the hikoi, which has been planned for some time.
The Waitangi Tribunal said in their interim report that if the bill was enacted, it would be the worst, most comprehensive breach of the treaty in modern times. What would implementing this bill mean?
What implementing this bill means, as the Waitangi Tribunal has said, is it would be the worst breach of Te Tiriti o Waitangi in modern times. It is fundamentally attempting to change Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the agreed principles that have been developed over time, both under National and Labour governments. It would take our country backwards in terms of the progress we have been making with Te Tiriti o Waitangi. But even if the bill is not passed into legislation, the tribunal in its report says so much damage has already been done, and it will take years to undo the damage that has been done by simply even contemplating doing it. By introducing the bill to Parliament today, it has damaged the partnership between Māori and the Crown. It is undermining our social cohesion here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And so that has to be acknowledged. Why is this government, why is the Prime Minister putting Aotearoa, New Zealand through this?
The nationwide hikoi is going ahead on its planned dates later this month. Will Labor be joining?
We absolutely will be joining the many people around Aotearoa who are expressing their concern, disappointment, anger at this government for the many things that it is doing to Aotearoa New Zealand, to Māori in particular, with policies like the Treaty Principles Bill. But it isn't just about the Treaty Principles Bill. It is also about the removal of Section 7AA, about the fast-tracking legislation, about the marine and coastal legislation. There are numerous pieces of legislation this government has been progressing that are of concern not only to Māori but to all people here in Aotearoa.
ACT says the Treaty Principles Bill is representing the voice of the people. Is that really the case?
It's absolutely not the case. What is very clear from the Waitangi Tribunal's report and the information that we have is they have not consulted the people before introducing this bill into Parliament. So how can it be representative of anybody's voice when nobody has been consulted? Particularly Māori, the treaty partner, has not been consulted on this Treaty Principles Bill.
A leaked document sent to Children's Minister Karen Chua outlines the risks of allowing force to be used against children at the government's military-style boot camps. What does this document tell us?
What this document tells us is that this government is hell-bent on progressing with its boot camps, and that the only reason they are considering extending the power for the use of force on children is because of their boot camps. They are considering extending it to third parties. We were told the boot camps were going to be run by the defence. Then they were being run by Oranga Tamariki. Now we are learning that they could potentially be run by third parties. Who those third parties are, we don't know. And that the use of force could be extended to those third parties. What is extremely concerning is that there was no consultation with the Children's Commissioner regarding this, despite her specifically asking to be involved in any development of youth justice policy. And further to that, there was no details of any of the safeguards that would need to be put in place to ensure and prevent abuse from occurring. And it is unbelievable that this government has not learned anything from the Royal Commission, where it is very clear that abuse was able to occur because there were not appropriate safeguards in place. And this government is creating the environment with the warning from the officials about the risks of this by approving this bill.
Child advocates and Greens MP Tamitha Paul have called this boot camp proposal scary and dangerous. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree that this proposal is frightening, especially in light of the Royal Commission's report. Next week, the Prime Minister will be delivering an apology on behalf of the country. This is not something that has just happened in the past. We still have the environment in which abuse can occur, and this government must do everything that it can to put safeguards in place to ensure that we do not repeat the mistakes of the past. But what is so scary and frightening about this leaked document is it demonstrates to us that they are ignoring that and pushing ahead with their repeated boot camps, which have been a failure in the past, and without the safeguards detailed in the paper, and with a proposal to extend this power to third parties. That's why we are deeply concerned.
And what is Labor calling on Karen Chua to do now that this information is public?
Yeah, calling on this government to stop their boot camp experiments and to invest in the supports that we know actually work to reduce youth offending. So this experiment is costly, but we are also seeing that it is dangerous and it has the potential for abuse to occur again, and we should have learned our lessons from the past.
That was the Labour Party's Willow Jean Prime on Mike King's controversial comments surrounding mental health and alcohol. the government bringing forward the introduction of the Treaty Principles Bill, and a leaked cabinet paper revealing physical force can be used against youth offenders at the government's military-style boot camps.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.